MLS.com. It's 83 degrees now on our way to perhaps 100. We'll have the latest weather forecast coming up for you in about 10 minutes here on Lansing Station for News 1320 WILS. Randy Richardville is the Senate Majority Leader, and he's on the other end of our line. Senator, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm pretty well today. How are you?
Hot enough for you?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. It's, you know, I had to fly to Florida to prepare a little bit for the convention coming up this August. And last week when I was down there, I think it was 88 there and 103 up here. I mean, that's kind of a rare thing.
You talking about in reference to the Republican National Committee?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's going to be August, you know, last week of August.
Yeah. Tell us about your role in that.
Well, my direct role is just that of, you know, being a delegate on the floor. We have about between 1,000 and 1,200 people from Michigan that will be down there. And, of course, being that the presidential candidate, Mitt Romney, is from Michigan, it's a pretty exciting convention for a lot of us. The main convention hotel is the Marriott. That's where the Romney Family and Friends Hotel will be, and Massachusetts folks will be there. We've got number 2 billing with right across the street at the Embassy Suites. And I don't know if you know this or remember, but 4 years ago, because of Michigan and the way we moved our elections around, we got one of the worst hotels in Minneapolis. I think we had about a 22-mile drive to get to the convention every day. So this year it's a little bit better. It's exciting, but it'll be a little bit warm in Tampa.
What will Michigan's role be in this, and can Romney win Michigan?
Yeah, well, Michigan's role is critical here. If you look at the swing seats, and really in an election like this, it's going to come down to the swing states, and there are 11 of them listed this year. Michigan is usually at the 9, 10, 11 spot, something like that. It's very tight, very close, a lot of undecided voters. The more Mitt Romney comes to Michigan, the more the polls seem to lean his direction. But, you know, it's important to note that about this time, back in the late 80s or so, there was a guy named Ross Perot who had 35% of the lead in the polls. Number 2 was George H.W. Bush with about 25. And third place was this guy called Bill Clinton with 20%. So this early in the game, I don't pay much attention to polls, but I think the Romney message, the more it's out there, the more it resonates. And, you know, back to Ronald Reagan, where he said something along the lines of, just ask yourself one question, am I better off than I was 4 years ago? I think Mitt's message is resonating. I happen to be, Tony, the one of the co-chairs of the Romney campaign. And he didn't have me at hello, but he had me at hey, listen, because, you know, I had to consider everyone else that was in the field. But once he started telling his story, his plan, his explanation, his beliefs, I became a firm believer, and I think he's going to give Michigan a lot to think about in October, November.
As I scour the internet for news after the Supreme Court's ruling on Obamacare, all I see is that the Michigan's House of Representatives and the Michigan Senate, the Republicans at both those entities, are dragging their feet when it comes to dealing with Obamacare, at least what Michigan may offer. And I even read at several different sources that the governor wants the legislature to, you know, to have a plan whatever happens. What's your take on this? Are the Republicans dragging their feet with this?
No, I think, in fact, far from that. Actually, the Michigan Senate passed a bill on Obamacare. What we did was we created a marketplace in Michigan very proactively in November of 2011. So about 8 or 9 months ago, we got that done. At that point, we were thinking, you know, and it's important to note that the House of Representatives was built into our Constitution as a more flexible, faster reacting organization than the Senate. The Senate's usually people that have been around longer, take a longer, more prudent kind of look, because we have longer terms and have been there for a while. So what we did was looked and said, look, we do not like the federal government telling us what kind of socialized medicine they're going to prescribe for us. Instead, what we're going to do is take as many marketplace principles as we can and create a marketplace for Michigan that we hope the Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. But if the Supreme Court decides otherwise, we want to take a step in that direction. So we did this back in November of last year. Now, the House took a different stance. They said they would, you know, like I said, they're a quick-moving kind of organization that has its fingers on the pulse of the citizens and can react a little bit faster than what the Senate usually does. And they said, wait, if the Supreme Court decides that we have to do this, then we'll take a look at the Senate's plan and make adjustments to it come the fall. And there'll still be plenty of time to qualify for federal funding to put the plan in place, et cetera. So it actually, in my mind, worked the way the legislature is supposed to. You know, the old guys in the Senate did something in advance and got it ready, and now the House is going to react and move something. The governor has said all along he'd like to move something along and similar to what the Senate has done, but we're going to be meeting tomorrow to decide what we need to do with plenty of time before the deadline comes up.
So, from your perspective, Michigan will have a plan in regards to health care for Michiganians that will meet federal standards?
Absolutely. And again, you know, it's one of my sincere beliefs is the reason that I support Romney so much is because I believe this is a step, Obamacare is a step towards socialized medicine and socialized principles that have taken countries like Greece and others in Europe and forced them into bankruptcy. We've got to be able to have a marketplace that provides competition and choice. That's what democracy, that's what the free market has done in this country and made us what it is today. I don't believe you can get better health care in the world than we have here. So why would we mess with that system? I don't understand it.
All right, so when it comes with health care for school workers, where are we with that?
Well, MPSERS, I think, is what you're talking about.
That's yes.
A kind of an acronym for the Michigan Public School Employee Retirement System. And at this point in time, that system is set, according to our actuarial scientists, to go out of commission, to go into bankruptcy in somewhere around 12 to 15 years. It's because the health care costs have risen way beyond inflation. We have also given a lot of public school employees early retirement programs to solve our short-term budget problems in the past. So we have a bigger number of retirees that are out there using the system, and we want to make sure that those retirees and those workers that we have today that eventually will retire will have the health care that they were promised. And in order to do that, they're going to have to contribute some. They're going to have to participate in a relatively small amount compared to what private sector employees have had to do. So while it may be short-term painful, long-term you'll have health care and retirement benefits, pensions, so to speak, long into the future. So we're making hard decisions, but if somebody doesn't start making tough decisions, we'll all end up in bankruptcy like Detroit or some of the other school systems and cities in Michigan, and we don't want to have that happen for the state.
All right. Thanks, Senator Richardville.